You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to get to. I talked a little bit in the first hour about Governor Andrew Cuomo. There is now a third woman who is coming forward with her story of being made to feel uncomfortable by Andrew Cuomo. The cover of the New York Post says it all. He's got his hands on her cheeks at a wedding surrounded by people, which really just goes to show you the level of arrogance this guy had. He thought he was Teflon. He thought he could be this inappropriate in a very social setting. It's very creepy, very weird. And we will talk more about that if you guys want to, 844-500-4242. But I do have to talk a little bit here. I got a whole stack on Woketopia, cancel culture, and progressivism. It's all coming to a head lately, and everything is being canceled. There's nothing that is safe. If you think something's safe that you enjoy, it's not. It will soon be racist or xenophobic or homophobic or hateful or something. It's offensive. Everything is offensive to everyone. Six Dr. Seuss books to stop being published because of racist imagery. So there's a few reasons that Dr. Seuss is under fire, but this story is from Fox News. The sales of six Dr. Seuss books will cease over racist and insensitive imagery, according to the business that preserves and protects the author's legacy. Now, the obvious question is, what are the books? Copies of And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, The Cat's Quizzer, those will all no longer be published. And it says, Dr. Seuss Enterprises listened and took feedback from our audience, including teachers, academics, and specialists in the field as part of our review process. When we then worked with a panel of experts, including educators, to review our catalog of titles. And even though a lot of people probably weren't offended by it, I think there was probably maybe a few people who were, so they had to do what they always do, and they canceled it. And Joe Biden goes right along with it, doesn't mention Dr. Seuss at all, and in his thing today about, you know, the reading a book to a child, he doesn't mention Dr. Seuss. I can't. First, they came for the Muppets, and I didn't say anything, because honestly, I don't really care for the Muppets. And then, you know, there was talk about Mr. Potato Head. And yeah, I was a little bit, my feathers were ruffled. But Dr. Seuss, I mean, it's books. I don't understand why these companies give in so easily. That's the part of it that really irks me. It's not that there's people, snowflakes in safe spaces on Twitter that are trying to cancel people or want to ruin people based off something they tweeted 15 million years ago. It's not those people. There's always going to be those people in society that have nothing going on, that are bored, that want to stir up controversy, that need something to make them feel important. But what drives me crazy is that places like Coca-Cola actually hold diversity trainings about how to be less white. And Dr. Seuss, the company that publishes his stuff, will actually stop publishing six books because of this. And that Hasbro figures out that they'll make a gender-neutral potato. Which, by the way, I said it once, I'll say it again. I don't think Mr. Potato Head, at least when I was younger, we had a Mr. Potato Head. He came with a lot of accessories. He was a pretty dapper guy. He was a pretty dapper spud, you might say. He had a top hat. He had little shoes. He had little arms. He had a mustache. He had a nose, glasses. And Mrs. Potato Head, she was all decked out. She was like the Liz Taylor of potatoes. You know, she was fancy. She had the big lips and everything. Without those gender-specific accessories, I feel like you're just getting the spud part of the toy. But you know what? You guys know me. I'll go off on this, and then there will be a whole hour on potatoes. So the potato thing happens. And then the book thing happens. And I just don't understand why these head honchos who have gazillions of dollars, who have bleep you money, which is what we're all aiming for in life. Whether you want to admit it or not, we all want that kind of money where we can say what we want and not get in trouble, not get canceled. They have it. And they still kowtow to the people who are upset about the stupidest things I've ever heard. Cancel culture would not be possible if big companies said, I'm sorry you're upset about that, but we are not going to fix it for you. You have to live with it. We're not working ourselves and our company and our policies around your triggers. And the wackiest story of today, which is not going to get as much play as Potato, as Dr. Seuss, or as the Muppets, is this story about a Dutch translator. Okay, this is in the New York Post. It says, Amanda Gorman's Dutch translator pulls out amid uproar she's not black. This is an absolute insane story. An award-winning author has pulled out of translating inauguration poet Amanda Gorman's work into Dutch because of a furious uproar that a black writer was not chosen instead. So you guys remember Amanda Gorman from Joe Biden's inauguration. She did a great reading of her poetry. And both sides of the aisle, a lot of people enjoyed it. And she personally chose Mariak Lucas Renveld, the youngest winner of the International Booker Prize, to translate her collection, The Hill We Climb, according to the Dutch publisher, Mullenhof. But the choice sparked intense outrage, with journalist and activist Janice Doel writing that the translator should be a spoken word artist, young, female, and unapologetically black. Doel called the Dutch poet, or the Dutch translator, an incomprehensible choice whose hiring was a missed opportunity. They are white, non-binary, have no experience in the field, but according to the publisher, the Dutch publisher, are still the dream translator, Doel wrote. So this Dutch translator pulls out of the project amid these attacks because she's getting barraged with like hateful, you know, messages about how she should not be the one translating this. And this is what Reinveld wrote. I am shocked by the uproar surrounding my involvement in the spread of Amanda Gorman's message, and I understand the people who feel hurt by Mullenhof's choice to ask me. I had happily devoted myself to translating Amanda's work, seeing it is the greatest task to keep her strength, tone, and style. However, I realize that I am in a position to think and feel that way where many are not. I still wish that her ideas reach as many readers as possible and open hearts, the award-winning author wrote. So the publishing company insisted it was Reinveld's decision to resign and reiterated that it had been Gorman's choice while still bowing down to the uproar. Now, Gorman, I don't believe yet, has made any statements about this. She hasn't commented. But do you understand, and I know you guys do, but I have to say it, because if I don't say it, my mind is going to explode here. There is a very talented young female black poet, and she chose another person to translate her work. And the woke mob said, your choice is not good enough. Your choice is not progressive enough. Your choice is not woke enough. We're canceling your choice. This is what they said to the black poet. This is the crazy, upside down, topsy turvy world we live in. It is absolutely out of control. And if you think it's, if you see any of these stories and you think it's just Dr. Seuss or it's just Coca-Cola and you kind of laugh and roll your eyes, it's not. It's everything. We'll be back on the other side, guys, after this, and we'll play some sound. And then you've got John Brennan. Then you've got John Brennan on with Nicole Wallace, and he's talking about how he's ashamed to be white. The only thing you should be ashamed about is being a recurring guest on Nicole Wallace's show. But you don't have to drag all the white guys into this, or the white people. Lord. 844-500-4242. Colin, if you have an opinion on Dr. Seuss or the woke culture or the cancellations, or Andrew Cuomo, I mean, he's part of that conversation as well. Feel free to call in. It's true what they say, a perfect smile's change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. This is a really, it's a sad thing. It kills your confidence if you're not happy with your smile. You kind of make a weird face in pictures. You do the closed smile look. You're never fully 100% yourself. And that is something that you can fix. It's really amazing. If you go to perfectsmiles.com, watch their testimonials. Don't take my word for it. You can see people who've used Perfect Smiles and their lives have changed so much for the better. Incredible transformations. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free and the staff is lovely. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. And we got a lot more sound to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I actually forgot one of the woke stories of the day. I'm going to get to it in one sec. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. It is a one-day only, buy-one-get-one deal. Winter is not over. It was 13 degrees this morning and windy and damp and cold. To take advantage of this incredible offer, go to EdenPure.com and put in code GRACEBOGO. Jared Diglio is on the board. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which woke story is the craziest? Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head, or the Muppets?
I'm going to say Dr. Seuss, but the Gorman story about the poet is the craziest. But as far as, you know, these three, Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is in the lead at 51%.
And there's also a story about Amazon. But before I get to this, I do want to take some calls. 844-500-4242. Wayne, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Wayne.
Grace, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I really enjoy listening to you. You're like this girl you'd want to meet at a bar that was just adorable and drew you in, but then just kept you there because she was just bright, intelligent, and witty. And you just have it all, and you don't come off as being too over the top, like I know more than you. It's just very enjoyable.
Thank you, Wayne. So nice. Thank you for the compliment.
My pleasure. So I have been recently forced into retirement by COVID, but for 25 years, I entertained hundreds of thousands of kids, a lot in the inner city. Most of these 4, 5, 6, 7-year-olds, they had no clue to nursery rhymes and things like that, but they knew every little hip-hop twerking song and all this. And you know that any 8-year-old, Grace, now with an iPhone or a smart device, they have access to the most vile, sexist, misogynist, gangster rap, all of this stuff. However, the purveyors of this audio porn are put on pedestals and made multimillionaires, you know, peddling their junk to clueless children that roam the streets looking for role models.
Right.
If that's okay.
And Dr. Seuss is canceled. Wayne, that is a great point, and that's a great call. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you call back. But to Wayne's point, That drives me crazy, too, because everyone pretends to be offended by Dr. Seuss. Spoiler alert, they're not. They might convince themselves, like some people, some, you know, left-wing progressives might convince themselves they are, but they're not. I mean, you turn on HBO, you turn on any podcast, you're hearing a lot of crazier things than a Dr. Seuss book. It's just virtue signaling. It's just a way to write think pieces and make yourself feel better, like you get it more than the rest of us. Speaking of that, great call, Wayne. Thank you. Amazon tweaks app icon after comparisons made to Hitler. Did you see this, Jared?
I did, yes.
So you know how your icons on your iPhone, if you have an iPhone, if you're an Android person, I don't know how they appear on an Android, but probably similar, I would imagine. I think, Jared, you're a green text guy, right?
No, I have an iPhone.
Oh, I didn't know that. But they're like a little square, and the Amazon one, I noticed the other day that it did change. It went from just saying Amazon to that little arrow they do on the commercial, the arrow that points one way. And there was a little tab over it, and the tab, people said that the way the tab fell with the arrow, it looked like Hitler's mustache. So they changed it. And I can't anymore. It's ridiculous. And I know people are going to say, well, you're triggered by other people being triggered. It's not that. I just don't buy it. I don't buy that people were actually upset about this.
Maybe it looks like Charlie Chaplin.
Exactly.
Did anybody ever think of that?
Exactly. Justice for small mustaches. They don't deserve to all be brought down because of Hitler.
And so what they did is they made the blue box a little smaller. It doesn't have the angled edges to look like a mustache. And it's got the corner turned up. But it's still the same basic shape.
And also, it always amazes me when things, you know, this went through like, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks of meetings and think tanks, and everyone looked at it. And the fact that they don't figure it out until after they put it up, like it's the first change they made to their icon in years, I think. And now they just figure it out. It was like the Pepsi commercial. I mean, that was actually something that was bad. But when Pepsi came out with that Kendall Jenner commercial, it had to air nationally before they figured out, this isn't going to play well. It's just kind of interesting how these people don't seem to have any sort of finger on the pulse. In a side note here, before we go to break, Kayleigh McEnany has joined Fox News as a contributor. This is a new press release. Kayleigh McEnany has joined the Fox News family. She said, "It is my distinct pleasure today to," this was Harris Faulkner. She said, "It is my distinct pleasure today to welcome Kayleigh McEnany to the Fox family. We will be seeing much more of her in the future." I think she'll be great. She does great TV hits and she's incredibly intelligent, and there won't be as much circling back, I don't think. I think she'll just tell it how it is. Bill, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello, good afternoon. Well, the thing about the Dr. Seuss story is the publishers, the owners, decided to stop publishing it. But it's theirs. They own it. They can turn it off, turn it on, paint it blue. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
It's theirs. Yeah. Why isn't that the conservative Republican position?
No, Bill, I totally think they can do this. I just am really commenting on how they felt that was necessary. And then also, you know, to argue here, Biden removed the mention of Dr. Seuss from Read Across America Day today. It says President Biden apparently removed mentions of Dr. Seuss from Read Across America Day amid scrutiny about the alleged racial undertones in the whimsical tales for children. So Biden noted that for many Americans, the path to literacy begins with story time in their school classroom, but he did not mention Dr. Seuss. I'm not saying they can't do it. I just don't understand why they would, Bill.
When the publishers come out and say it might be racist, I mean, I can only assume that the president is up to date on stuff like that and would, you know, would amplify or at least reflect the publishers, the
Bill, you're misunderstanding. He didn't mention Dr. Seuss at all. It's not like he didn't mention the six titles of Dr. Seuss that they're not publishing. He just didn't mention him at all. So do you think Dr. Seuss should just be completely eliminated from, you know, any sort of mention in culture now?
I think somebody owns Dr. Seuss's recorded output. And, you know, that.
All right, Bill, we're running out of time. I do appreciate the call. Agree to disagree on that. I like green eggs and ham. We'll be back on the other side with more news. We're moving on from Dr. Seuss, unfortunately. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show, 844-500-4242. Moving on from cancel culture here. A lot of people are pointing out that it was the publisher who decided this about Dr. Seuss. I have one more thing to say about the Seuss scandal. And I just want to say, yeah, they have every right to do whatever they want. They're a private company, but I have every right to say it's stupid, don't I?
And you have every right to question their motives.
Yeah. That's what drives me crazy about Democrats. It's like, they love to say, they did the same thing with Twitter. It's a private company. They can do what they want. I thought that was your standard. It's like, yeah, they can. And I can complain and I can write columns on it. And just like you can comment on my blogs and, you know, write mean things, I can do the same thing. I can say what I want. Do you guys get that? You guys get that we can all have an opinion? And speaking of that, I want to talk about another opinion I have that I don't think that guy is going to like very much. Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci's in the news again. I want you to listen. So I was going through some of the local news today, and there's a story in the Herald about how, you know, a lot of Massachusetts businesses are getting excited about the ease on the restrictions. And, you know, they're thinking to themselves, maybe, just maybe, if things keep going this way, I won't go bankrupt or I won't have to shut down my business. And of course, the story at some point has to mention that, you know, you can't get too excited. Can't get too excited. And it says, who do they mention? Of course, it's Dr. Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, warned against easing restrictions too early during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. We will be victorious over the coronavirus, he said, but we're not. Wait, I got to do my Fauci voice. Hold on. We will be victorious over the coronavirus, but we're not there yet. When it comes to easing public health measures, Fauci said, first, the country needs many, many more people vaccinated. We have this cut, and I want to talk about it. Let's play Fauci on Face the Nation. Cut 19.
We don't want to continue to prevent people from doing what they want to do, but let's get down to a good level. Let's get many, many more people vaccinated, and then you could pull back on those types of public health measures. But right now, as we're going down and plateauing, is not the time to declare victory, because we're not victorious yet.
Now, Dr. Fauci is always there to tell us. He's like Debbie Downer. I know we said that Charlie Baker was Debbie Downer, but Fauci's on a whole nother level. And there's a great piece today in the National Review. It's by David Harsanyi. It's actually might be a little bit older, but I do love it. It's Fauci is not your God. And I think this is something that the left really needs to start to understand, is that Dr. Fauci is not in charge. No one elected him to anything. What's the expression? You couldn't get elected dog catcher? He definitely could not. Because a lot of people think he's responsible for wreaking havoc on the economy and on these schools and on everything else. So I'm going to read you guys some of this. I will skip around. I will play more sound. But keep in mind, as I read this, if you want to call in, because Fauci, a lot of people want to talk about Cuomo. I get that. But Fauci has a Cuomo connection. You will remember him and Cuomo were De Niro and Pacino. Remember that? This is a guy who's not only wrong on all the policies and on masks and on herd immunity, but he's also just a bad judge of character. Let's play this. Let's play this flashback. Actually, no, let's play cut 17. He's letting Cuomo off the hook.
You've been a big fan of Cuomo and the shutdown in New York. You've lauded New York for their policy. New York had the highest death rate in the world. How could we possibly be jumping up and down and saying, oh, Governor Cuomo did a great job? He had the worst death rate in the world.
No, you misconstrued that, Senator, and you've done that repetitively in the past. They got hit very badly. They've made some mistakes. Right now, if you look at what's going on right now, the things that are going on in New York to get their test positivity 1% or less is because they are looking at the guidelines that we have put together from the task force of the four or five things of masks, social distancing, outdoors more than indoors, avoiding crowds, and washing hands.
I got to say to Fauci, good luck with that. You want to go down on Cuomo's sinking ship, you are more than welcome. You are more than welcome. If you want to try to convince everybody in the United States that Cuomo is this great guy who just made a couple mistakes, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but you might as well try. I mean, if only he had given that level of benefit of the doubt and that grace to President Trump. He will barely admit that Trump was responsible for Operation Warp Speed. It like pains him to throw water on the theory that the Biden administration is starting from scratch. He goes back and forth every other day on whether or not he wants to give Trump credit. But he's real quick to step up and tell Senator Rand Paul not to badmouth Andrew Cuomo. Don't even think about it. Really amazing. So let's read a little bit of this, and we'll take your calls. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief pandemic advisor to President Joe Biden, is a bureaucrat. He's not our parent or our personal physician or our life coach. And he, one thing Dr. Fauci likes to say is that our response in America, considering how rich of a country we are, was not good. We didn't do a good job. And this is what David Harsanyi says. This story of American ineptitude in the face of a pandemic, popular among statists, pessimists, and left-wingers pining for federalized control over states, is a myth. The United States has performed just as well as most Western nations, where fatality rates are between 100 and 190 per 100,000, with variations, you know, and that's due to a lot of things. This is true before we even begin to take into consideration the disparity in ways nations count fatalities, the meticulousness with which they count them, or the transparency with which they report them. China, anyone? I don't take any comparisons between our country and China seriously. If you think they're counting everything, you know, if they're going by the books in China. Jared, what was the story you told me the other day they got rid of?
They got rid of rural poverty in China.
Right. So China comes out with the announcement they got rid of rural poverty. But
doesn't
where's
say anything about what happened to the rural population, but.
But they got rid of it. That's the story. That's the headline. But we're supposed to believe their numbers as far as coronavirus fatalities and compare our country to theirs. It's ridiculous. So he goes on and then it gets really interesting. He says, countries such as Britain, Belgium, Italy, and Portugal have somewhat higher fatality rates, and others such as Spain, Sweden, and France have a somewhat lower rate. But there's no evidence that a more centralized plan would have saved American lives during the pandemic. That's what Fauci said. He said that there were, if we had had a more unified approach, that would have helped. That means centralized. The British, for instance, employ centralized control with not only a single payer health insurance model, but also a state that owns all medical facilities and employs all the medical personnel. Yet, to this point, Britain has fared worse during COVID than the United States by every quantifiable measure. The problems with a centralized approach in a massive and free nation such as the United States, on the other hand, are quite evident. A unified approach in this country means the Fauci approach. And the Fauci approach would mean...
wear a mask.
No. A Fauci approach, according to David Harsanyi, would mean an Andrew Cuomo approach. Which I find interesting, considering you saw how defensive he got when defending his friend, the De Niro to his Pacino. We know that when you do it properly, you bring down those cases. We have done it. We have done it in New York, Fauci explained on PBS NewsHour back in July. He would keep celebrating Cuomo's model for the next 6 months. New York has a higher coronavirus fatality rate than any country in the Western world. It is a place low in civil liberties and high in death toll. So I'm done. If we're done listening to Andrew Cuomo, can we be done listening to Dr. Fauci? Because they always seem to be on the same page about everything. Dr. Fauci's hot takes on this pandemic have been about as good as Jennifer Rubin's hot takes on anything. It's like you can look at both of those people and whatever they're telling you, they're probably going to be wrong about. But why would we want Fauci empowered to transform his mistakes into national decrees? In the early days of the pandemic, Fauci kept citing the estimate of 60 to 70% vaccination for reaching herd immunity. Later, he began saying 70 to 75%. Then he went to 75, 80, 85%. He later admitted that he was lying because, quote, polls said only about half of all Americans would take a vaccine, end quote. I'm sorry the Constitution is inhibiting Fauci's work, but he is a public health official. His job is to relay information to the public, not to threaten, doom, or coax or trick us into doing things. And now that the vaccine's out, this is the part that really, if you're not frustrated yet, this is the part of the article, and I'm reading from David Harsanyi. This is the part that will really frustrate you. Fauci is underplaying the effectiveness of the vaccine for the same reasons, one suspects, that he misled us about herd immunity. Even when most Americans are immunized, Fauci says, we won't be back to normal until new infections drop to a baseline that's so low it is virtually no threat. This is a disqualifying statement, an insane standard that no free society would ever indulge. For Fauci, herd immunity is effectively 99%. Absolutely insane. And the fact that we've been listening to this guy is even crazier. I'll get back to more of this on the other side. And there's another insane story. A Swedish professor quits COVID-19 research amid hostility over his findings. I'm not going to give it away, but this guy was ostracized after his findings. Can you guess what his findings may have said? Hint, it would not pass in the Dr. Fauci world. Dr. Fauci school of science, school of, you know, vaccinations. Dr. Fauci would not like what this guy had to say because he wasn't following the right science. He was following a science, it just wasn't the right science. We'll talk about that on the other side, 844-500-4242. Before I go to break here, if you haven't tried Super Beats Heart Chews, you're missing out. I already had my two Super Beats today. That's why I think I got this little extra boost, Jared. It makes me feel really good. It makes me feel really sharp and energized.
Yeah, I was also, because it's so cold, my hands are cold again, so I also double super beated before the show today.
It's good for circulation, which Jared is just mentioning, but it also just, it's nice to have something that promotes heart health, that tastes good. It has grapeseed extract, and that's why it combines non-GMO beets with grapeseed extract. But it also gives you more energy without jittery caffeine, or, you know, without that anxiety that comes with consuming too much coffee in the afternoon. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support that you need and the energy you want. Do what I did, do what Jared did, and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Chews. Get your Super Beats Chews today at GetSuperBeats.com/Grace. When you buy two bags, they'll throw in a third bag for free. That's GetSuperBeats.com/Grace. You guys are going to want to hear about this professor, Jonah Ludvigsson. He is, he's not making the science followers very happy. And we're going to discuss that on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Maybe we enlist you. I'll do it with you. We'll do an ad telling New Yorkers it's safe to take the vaccine. To you know, put us together. We're like the modern day De Niro and Pacino. You can be whichever you want. You can be the De Niro or Pacino. Fauci and Cuomo. I'll give you a firm. Who do you want to be, De Niro or Pacino? Which one do you want
to
be?
I love them both. I don't want to insult one or the other. If I say one, I don't want to hurt the feelings of the other.
Yeah.
So one.
Who's the politician?
I'd say he's more like Abe Vigoda.
Yikes. And we wonder why. We wonder why Fauci is such a big fan of Cuomo. They both, to think these two guys could even be in a room together. The arrogance, their heads are both so big. They must suck all the oxygen right out. I do want to tell you guys about the Swedish professor, but first, Lewis, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hi, Grace. I'm a first time caller. I'm just trying to let you know. We got three vaccines out here. They're almost 95%, they said. And I'm going to tell you one thing. We're having the masks, and they're going to be on for another 2 years because all the mask is doing is they don't want to expose Biden. So they're going to keep the mask on. Because every time he goes out there to talk, after he gets through talking, they rush him off stage. And the only way they can stop him from talking is keeping the mask on. That's why everybody's still keeping these masks on. He's going to be on for another year to make sure that he's still in office.
Yeah, well, he can keep it on all he wants, Lewis, but I don't think other people, once you're vaccinated, I mean, that's the craziest thing, is that once you're vaccinated and everyone else around you is vaccinated, you still should wear the mask and you still should sit inside your house and not go outside and not go to parties. It's insanity. And you know what though, Lewis, you're not completely wrong, because I'm looking at my cut sheet here. I don't have one cut from Joe Biden, and I'm telling you this, it's not Matt's fault and it's not Jared's fault. It's Joe Biden's fault, because he's not taking any questions from anyone. I do so appreciate the call, Lewis. Call back. I want to tell you guys though about this Swedish professor. I think you'll crack up here. A Swedish professor has quit researching COVID-19 after facing fierce backlash over his findings that the illness poses a low threat to children. You'd think that news would be welcomed. Maybe I'm crazy. That seems like good news to me. Jonas Ludvigsson from the Karolinska Institute said he had lost sleep as a result of the angry messages through social media and email assailing his study and partly blaming him for Sweden's contrarian COVID-19 strategy. His research focused on children aged 1 to 16 during the first wave of the pandemic last spring, including those with laboratory-verified or clinically verified COVID-19, including patients who were admitted for multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, because it's likely related to the bug. Only 15 children went to the ICU, a rate of 0.77 per 100,000, according to the report. Four had an underlying chronic coexisting condition, and none died. As far as teachers, fewer than 30 ended up in the ICU during the same period, a rate of about 19 per 100,000. Now, Ludvigsson also noted that children weren't wearing face masks while the rest of Swedish citizens were simply encouraged to practice social distancing. Now, due to the backlash he is receiving, he had to quit because people were so angry. And the reason this blows my mind is because he's following the science. I thought that's what we were supposed to do. This guy's following the science, and everyone's getting so angry at him. And he's telling them good news. When do we become this, like, these people that want terrible news? We thrive off of depressing updates. Dave, really quick, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Grace. I work with a lot of local first responders, and I know three of them that have gotten both vaccine shots and still ended up getting the COVID. So I don't know how effective the mask are or the vaccine even is, because it looks like people are still getting it. And that's all.
Yeah, I don't know, Dave. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be one. I hope for the sake of everyone involved that this vaccine is very effective. I haven't heard that. I mean, I haven't seen anything about that. I think this vaccine is, I mean, they're coming out with so many more as well. And I do think that they're working. And I think it's time to open up. I think especially as we roll out into the spring, we got to follow the science. We're going to talk more about this. And I also have some Alec Baldwin news. He's angry. Don't go anywhere, guys. This is the Grace Curley Show.
consider the source.